The title of our sermon this morning is God Loves an Underdog, based on Luke 14, verse 11. Jesus said, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted."
我们今天早上正道的题目是“上帝怜爱失落者”。圣经的经文是《路加福音》14:1-14，其中第11节，耶稣说：“凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。”
Mr. Thomas Wheeler, former Chief Executive Officer of the Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company, tells this funny story about himself.
这个前万通互惠理财呢，又翻译成美国麻省人寿保险公司的首席执行官托马斯·惠勒曾经讲了一个关于他自己的有趣的故事。
He said that one day he and his wife were in a drive in their car, and during this drive, he was feeling very proud of himself as he told his wife story after story about his wonderful success.
他说有一天呢，他和他太太开车呢外出，路上呢他就非常的骄傲的讲，对他太太讲他一生的很多很多在生意上成功的例子。
He said a number of times to her, "You should be so thankful that you are married to a chief executive officer."
他讲了几次呢？他说呢，他应该非常的对于嫁给一个首席执行官来讲，他应该有感恩的心。
Then he noticed they were running low on gas, so he pulled over to the first gas station they found.
后来呢，他就发现呢，他们的汽车的汽油呢不多了，因此呢，他们就开进了一个他们第一个看到的一个加油站。
It was a very old and run-down gas station with just one gas pump.
这是一个很破旧的地方这个加油站只有一个加油泵。
He asked the attendant fill it up, and then he went off to the washroom.
所以他请那个服务员呢，加油站的服务员呢，把他的油加满，他自己呢去了洗手间。
When he came back, he found his wife talking and laughing with the gas attendant. Well, Wheeler paid the man and quickly drove down the road with his wife.
当他从洗手间回来的时候呢，他就看见自己的太太呢，正跟这个加油站的服务员呢，又说又笑的在聊天。这个惠勒呢，就付了钱。然后呢，与他的太太呢就开车上路了。
Wheeler asked his wife if she knew the man.
惠勒呢就问他的太太说：“你是不是认识这个人？”
Oh, she did know him very well.
他确实呢认识他，并且呢还非常非常的熟悉。
They had gone to high school together, and they had dated for a year.
他们是高中的同学，并且呢他们还曾经有过一年的这个朋友的关系。
She admitted.She came that close to marrying him.
他也承认呢，他曾经考虑过呢会嫁给他。
But Wheeler couldn't help but brag, and he said, "Boy, you're lucky I came along. If you'd married him, you'd be the wife of a gas station attendant, not the wife of a chief executive officer."
所以这个时候呢，惠勒就忍不住的就炫耀起来，说呢，你看我的出现使你多么的幸运啊！如果说你嫁给他呢，你现在就是一个加油站的服务员的太太，而现在呢，你是一位首席执行官的太太。
But then his wife smiled and said, "My dear, if I'd married him, he would be the chief executive officer."And you would be the gas station attendant. Thank you for helping, very much.
所以他的太太呢，这个时候就回答说：“说亲爱的，如果我嫁给了他，他今天就是首席执行官，而你就是那加油站的服务员。”
Jesus said, For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled.
所以耶稣说呢，因为凡自高的必降为卑。
Our Lord Jesus tells this again and again and again in Scripture. Do not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
所以我们主耶稣基督在圣经当中一次一次地告诉我们，不要把自己看得过于当看的。
To say this in a positive way, Jesus tells us, God loves an underdog.
所以从一个正面的这个方法来看呢，耶稣告诉我们，上帝爱这个失落者，爱卑微的人。
When you open up the dictionary, the dictionary defines underdog in this way. The losing dog in a fight. The loser in any struggle. One who is weak and not expected to win or succeed.
这个维氏字典呢，是这样定义这个 underdog 这个词的。说是在争斗当中失败了的狗，任何斗争中的失败者，软弱的，不被人寄予成功希望的。
In fact, a major theme of the entire Bible is this: God loves an underdog.
那事实上呢，圣经的主题就是上帝悦纳这个卑微的人，失落的人。
What do we see our Lord Jesus doing again and again? He has little patience with self-righteous winners in this world.
Yeah, 我们看见呢，耶稣一次一次在做什么呢？对于这个世界上的自义的胜利者，我们的主耶稣基督似乎没有多大的耐心。
Jesus eats meals with the low and the outcast, the tax collectors, the sinners, the prostitutes.
所以我们看到耶稣呢，与这个社会上被摒弃的人在一起吃饭，比如说像税吏像那些罪人，像那些妓女们。
Jesus makes the hero of his most popular parable.A Samaritan, a man who was outcast and despised by many.
在耶稣著名的比喻当中，他就将许多人摒弃的这个混血的撒玛利亚人呢，树立为英雄。
And when Jesus chooses his 12 disciples, he doesn't select them from the winners, but he selects these men from the unlearned.The men who are laborers, who are common people.
所以当耶稣拣选十二个门徒的时候，他也并没有在所谓世界中的得胜者中挑选他们，而是从那些受教育并不多从这个普通的劳动者当中，从一般的人当中，他选择他的十二个门徒。
And the theme of today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 14 continues this idea.God loves an underdog.
所以呢，今天的福音书路加福音十四章继续这一个主题，就是上帝悦纳失落的人。
Luke 14 verse 1 says, One Sabbath day, Jesus went to eat at the house of a ruler of the Pharisees.
这个十四章第一节就说，安息日，耶稣到了一个法利赛人的首领家。去吃饭。
Evidently, those in attendance at this meal grabbed for themselves right away the best seats of honor.
显然呢，这个赴宴的人呢，到达了这个家里之后呢，马上他们就选择首要的位置。
They wanted to be noticed. They wanted to be important. They wanted to be exalted.
所以他们要被人注意，他们要被人尊敬，他们要被人尊崇。
So Jesus tells them this parable in verses 8 to 10. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in a place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you will both come and say to you, give your place to this person. Then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes to you, he may say, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以耶稣呢, 在第8到第10节就这样, 啊, 继续他的比喻, 他说, 你被人请去赴婚姻的宴席, 不要坐在首位上, 恐怕有比你尊贵的客被他请来。 那请你们的人前来对你说, 让位给这一位吧, 你就羞羞愧愧地退到末位上去了。 你被请的时候, 就去坐在末位上, 好叫那请你的人来对你说, 朋友请上座, 那时你在同席的人面前就有光彩了, 因为凡自高的必降为卑, 自卑的必升为高。
After telling this parable, Jesus now turns to the owner of the house, the host of the dinner party. And now listen to his words to the host. He said to the man who had invited him, when you give a dinner or a banquet, do not just invite your friends or brothers or relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you'll be repaid. When you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed.
讲完这个比喻之后呢, 主耶稣又转向了这个宴会的主人。 我们听到耶稣在12到13节这样说, 耶稣对请他的人说, 你摆设午饭或晚饭, 不要请你的朋友, 兄弟, 亲属, 和富足的邻舍, 恐怕他们也请你, 你就得了报答。 你摆宴席, 倒要请那贫穷的, 残废的, 瘸腿的, 瞎眼的, 你就有福了。
This is yet another way of saying God loves an underdog.
所以这也是用另外一种方式来说呢, 上帝悦纳失落的人。
My friends, everyone gathered here today is an underdog.
所以我们的朋友们, 我们今天呢,在这里聚集的人,其实每一个人都是卑微的。
Every one of us here today is facing a powerful enemy.
我们今天每一个人都在面对着一个强悍的敌人。
Our enemy is sin.
我们的敌人就是罪。
Our enemy is illness.
我们的敌人就是病痛。
Our enemy is death.
我们的敌人就是死亡。
Our enemy is the devil.
我们的敌人是魔鬼。
Our enemy is this sinful world.
我们的敌人是这个罪恶的世界。
Our enemy is failure and heartbreak.
我们的敌人是失败和心痛。
We are underdogs.
我们就是那失落的人。
But God turns underdogs into winners.
但是上帝是失落的人,是卑微的人,成为得胜者。
Winners, not because of our strength or ability. Oh no. But winners because when we are weak, leaning on his arms, then we are strong.
我们是得胜者,不是因为我们自己的力量或者我们的能力,而是当我们软弱的时候,我们依靠他,依靠我们的主,我们则刚强。St.
Paul tells us that our strength comes from dependence upon God and not ourselves.
圣保罗同样告诉我们,我们的力量来自上帝,而不是我们自己。
Listen to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 12. God said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
保罗在哥林多后书十二章九到十节这样说，他说，上帝对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
When we are weak, when we are struggling, when we are really an underdog, and yet learn at the same time to depend on God, on lean on His everlasting arms, then we can learn how strong we can truly be.
当我们软弱的时候，当我们挣扎的时候，当我们真正卑微的时候，同时在这个时候我们学会依靠上帝，依靠他无限的臂膀，由此我们就学到我们能够有多么的真正的坚强。
Look at Jesus upon this cross. Did you know that he made himself an underdog for all of us?
让我们看看十字架上的耶稣。你知道吗，我们的救主耶稣，他将自己降为失落者、卑微者。
Listen to what said about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. Christ Jesus, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.Being made in human likeness, found in appearance as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
请听腓立比书二章六到八节是怎么样来表示耶稣基督的。耶稣基督本有上帝的形象，不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
In order that he could become our Savior from sin, death, and the devil, Jesus gave up the glories of heaven and was born a helpless baby at Bethlehem.
因此呢，他这样可以从罪、死亡和魔鬼当中来拯救我们。耶稣自己放弃天堂的荣耀，以一个无助的婴儿的样式出生在伯利恒。
He became a humble servant of sinful people.
他成为每个罪人谦卑的仆人。
He allowed himself to be crucified.To die a criminal's death when his only crime was loving you and me.
他使自己被钉在十字架上，像一个罪人那样死去。他唯一的罪行是爱怜像你和我这样的罪人。
He who had everything gave it all up.To become an underdog, a losing dog in a fight, as sin, death, and devil killed him on that cross on Good Friday.
拥有一切的他，他舍去了一切，成为失落者、卑微者，成为争斗中的失败者。在星期五的十字架上，罪、死亡、魔鬼似乎得胜了，钉死了他。
Aha, but you know, I know that you know, It may have been Friday, but Sunday was coming. Victory Sunday, Easter Sunday, Jesus who died for you and me rose in victory for you and for me.
然而你知道，我知道你知道，可能是星期五，但是星期天来临了，得胜的星期天，复活的周日来了，为了你我而献身的耶稣，为了你我得胜的从死里复活。
Philippians 2 continues. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth.
腓立比书二章九到十节继续说，所以上帝将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝。
God the Father loved Jesus, his underdog son, and raised him in resurrection victory.
天父爱他卑微的儿子，耶稣基督，使他在复活的得胜当中升为至高。
And that resurrection victory belongs to you and to me.
那复活的得胜是你的，也是我的。
Such good news should humble poor sinners like us.
如此好的消息应该使像我们这样的罪人谦卑下来。
It should cause us with all humility to speak the third verse of the famous hymn Rock of Ages, which says, Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling.
这应该使我们完全的谦卑，正如那首老的诗歌《万古磐石》中所说的，手中无有何物拿，我只抱着十字架。
We sinful underdogs give thanks that we are forgiven sinners in Jesus Christ.
我们有罪的卑微者，因我们在耶稣基督里的赦免，献上我们的感恩。
And as we are humbled,
因为我们的谦卑
，by His great love for us,
是因为他给我们的大爱。
Then we will love others.
我们也可以以这样的爱爱世界上其他的人。
Especially others who are considered underdogs in this world.
特别是那些被这个世界视为失落者、谦卑的人。
Here is a final story to conclude the sermon.
那这是一个最后结束的一个故事。
Story is told of a kindly uncle who went to visit his five-year-old niece.
所以这个故事呢，讲有一个非常友善的一个叔叔去看他五岁的侄女。
This uncle knew that she loved her little baby dollies.
啊，这位叔叔呢，知道这位小女孩呢喜欢她自己的洋娃娃。
She had a very big doll collection.
啊，她对这个洋娃娃有很多的收藏。
She had many dolls that people had given her.
人们啊送给她很多的这个洋娃娃。
Some were very nice.
很多呢非常的精美。
Some were very expensive.
有些呢很昂贵。
But when Uncle asked her, which is your favorite doll? She answered, do you promise not to laugh if I show you?
当这个叔叔呢问他的时候，说哪一个是你最喜欢的这个洋娃娃的时候呢，他回答说，他说如果我告诉你，你保证不要不取笑我吗？
He promised he would not laugh.
所以他这位叔叔就保证他不会笑话他。
She went into her bedroom and brought out the most worn out, beat up doll possible.
所以他进了他自己的房间，这位小女孩呢拿出了那她最破旧的一个破旧不堪的一个洋娃娃。
Most of the hair was missing.
她的所有的头发大部分的头发都已经掉光了。
The nose was broken off.
这个鼻子也坏了。
The arm was cracked.
这胳膊呢也撕裂了。
It was an ugly little doll.
真的是一个很难看的一个娃娃。
But her uncle asked her, "Why do you love her the most?"
那这位叔叔就问他说，为什么你喜欢这个娃娃，你最喜欢这个娃娃呢？
She said, "Because she needs it the most. If I didn't love her,Nobody would.
他的回答是呢，因为他最需要，如果我不爱他，没有人会爱他。
My friends, Jesus, our Savior, is like that.
朋友们，耶稣我们的救主就像这样。
Jesus, our Lord, loves us and all people.When we need it most.
所以我们的耶稣，我们的主，爱我们所有的人，就当我们最需要的时候。
When we are treated by others like we're worthless.
当别人看不起我们的时候。
When our lives are not what they should be.
当我们迷失生活方向的时候。
When we have failed or we are weak.
当我们失败或者软弱的时候。
When we feel like underdogs.
当我们觉得像一个失落者一样。
Never forget.
永远不要忘记。
God loves underdogs.
上帝怜爱失落的人。
God.Loves you.
上帝爱你们。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。